Hi, this is Mike Verdicchio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Friday morning, October the 8th, 2010. I'm sitting here in my office at home before I head to the bookkeeping job. It's been kind of a busy morning for me, but I did want to get this podcast up before I head off to work. And this short podcast is about those who believe that their being right and worthy in God's eyes is dependent upon their actions, what they do or what they don't do. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a couple of days go by where maybe you prayed more than usual and did more things for others than normal and really felt that you were just walking for Him? Now, at those times, how was your confidence to go to God and ask for the things that you needed? Well, it was probably pretty high, right? But now here's the important question, and it's really important. Why was your confidence in God at that level? Really and honestly, it's because your actions made you feel more worthy and right before God. And that's an indication that you believe that your self-worth, your being right in God's eyes, is dependent upon your actions, what you do or what you don't do. And that's why when you have a period of time where you're falling short or messing up, you have little confidence to go to God and expect His help. Now, forget about what you've done or haven't done for a minute. Lay that aside. Forget about how you feel right now. Lay that aside for a while. I have my Bible open to the book of Romans. Let's stop laying this aside. I mean, this is what God says. You know, in chapter 3, in verses 21 to 24, you can read where your righteousness, your being right and worthy in His eyes, has nothing to do with what you do or what you don't do. Has nothing to do with how long you've prayed, how many verses you read in the morning, how kind and loving you are to others. You are righteous because of what Jesus Christ did for you. You know, being righteous means that you're right in God's eyes. You cannot make yourself right in His eyes. It took the completed work of Christ to do that. And you can also read over in Romans 8 that because of what Jesus Christ did, nothing can now separate you from God's love. So, thinking about that, thinking about how God has made you righteous, thinking about how there's nothing that can separate you from God's love, how does all that make you feel? And you know why this is so important? Your self-worth, your self-image, your being right and accepted in the presence of God has a major impact on your confidence in God and believing and accepting that He really is willing to perform His word for you personally. Now, of course, I'm in favor of praying. I'm in favor of reading the Bible. I'm in favor of being kind and loving to others. But none of that makes me any more righteous or any more loved by God. The work of Christ was complete. Now I can accept it, I can believe it, and I can live my life with confidence in my loving Heavenly Father. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. And remember, if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't need to check to see when I've posted something new or even bookmark the site because you'll be notified personally every time something new is posted. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe to the blog. And for those who do, I'm going to give you a free gift. I want to give you a free lifetime subscription to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great weekend.